Here with Zach Tripodi, running back for the Courtland Red Dragons. Of course, huge game coming up. How do you prepare to have 41,000 fans in the stadium? You've never had a game that big.
No, I mean, we just got to go out there and treat it like we do any other game. But the way we prepare for it, maybe like we've been having the stereo going in the stadium for a while just to try to get the signals down, you know, because you're not going to be able to hear much in there. So it's more getting down, cementing the signals in our head kind of deal. So we're just going to go out there and give it our best shot.
Is that a little different? I mean, obviously, you're going into an NFL stadium, just a crazy amount of noise, you know, working on the idiosyncrasies of it all. Does that feel a little bit odd going into it?
I mean, it's definitely, it's 100% different, because, I mean, you go to schools, like, we went to Hardwick last week, there's not that many, there's maybe 100 people in the stands kind of deal, and you're throwing thousands of people in the stands. Of course, it's going to be a little different, but at the end of the day, it is just a football game, so...
And both teams are facing adversity. Ithaca had a couple losses. You guys had a late season loss. But how important was it for you guys to bounce back from that first half deficit and come out with the win against Hardwick last week?
It was definitely a little bit of a trap game in the sense of we were riding on such an emotional high that came to such an emotional low. So the bounce back had to be important. It kind of took a half for us to snap out of it, saying we're not gonna let this happen to us. We control our own destiny at this point. And it was. Now it's just on the come up. We're back and we're better than ever at this point.
Now, going into the matchup, they've got a tough defense, Ithaca does. They've got a tough rushing defense. How do you combat that? How do you go into the game, try to attack their line and try to find success against this Ithaca Bomber squad?
I think running the ball is just, it's a big mentality thing over than stats or anything like that. You could take Rockport, for example. They were the number one rush defense in the nation. We just got to go out there, we just got to play our game and we got to play our best shot, and I think that's the best thing you can do.
You had a great milestone recently. You became the ninth Red Dragon player all time to rush for 1,000 yards. How big is that for you to see your name in the record books now?
Well, my biggest thing, even going back to high school, it's whenever you have your goals, you got to write them down, because you're three times more likely to succeed in something if you write it down. So telling yourself that, repeating it to yourself, honestly, mental power is bigger than you think. So I think it's honorable to be a part of those nine names as it is, but I can't get there without the five guys in front of me, including my tight ends and everyone else that's blocking for me. So I appreciate them.
So I want you to go back to your freshman year. Obviously, you know, you come from Connecticut. You know a lot about this rivalry. Did you ever think it would really reach this high? Did you ever think that it would actually be played in MetLife, just in front of 40,000 fans, the biggest D3 game in existence?
I mean, I don't know anyone that could have predicted that. If they did, they probably won some money. But Jake Serezna, he went to my high school. He was a big we've known each other for a while now, and he was kind of the reason that I came to Courtland. He was the one that brought me to the Court of Cajug. He was the one that like laid the foundation down for me. And I mean, now it's at this stage. I mean, it's big enough when it's at Courtland or Ithaca, but the fact that it's at MetLife is just mind-blowing to me. But at the end of the day, Courtland, Ithaca, some high school, it doesn't matter. It is just a game, so.
Yeah, and this offensive season has been very high-flying through the air, on the ground as well. Then last week, you come out with a 200-yard performance. Mm-hmm. So what does it mean to you to show the versatility of this offense?
I think it's important for any offense to have versatility, and the fact that we have playmakers across the board, it's definitely got to be hard for a defense to stop. But so if you stop us in the air, hopefully we could run the ball, and if we run the ball, we could pass the ball. So I think that just gives us a double-headed snake. So it's definitely coming out there, and we're going to give it our best shot. So
one last question before we let you run. What's the attitude been like in the locker room? A lot of nerves, a lot of excitement, a lot of anxiety?
I think we're all just locked in, and we're ready to go 1-0 like we are every week, and that's just the focus. It's not about the white noise like we've been talking about all week. It's about this week. It's about today. It's not about tomorrow. It's about today, getting better today, and then Saturday comes, we'll focus on Saturday. So that's the main gist of it.